Hi guys, you are listening to Be Brilliant with Brayden, the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you don't know me, my name is Brayden. In July of 2020, I started my blog, Brilliantly Brayden, which was targeted at individuals who wanted to improve themselves, who wanted to deepen their understanding of the world around them and themselves and other people. And I also started a podcast to go along with the blog, but I kind of got out of the podcast and just focused more on blogging. And now I'm back, you know, doing my podcast again, because lately I've kind of been in sort of a creative slump, and I've just been trying super hard to find my creative voice and my niche. And, you know, I've just been deciding what my platform will be, what I want to say, what it is that matters to me. And initially, when I started my blog, Brilliantly Brayden, I had the intention of helping others to channel the brilliance in themselves. But I realized that, like, in the pursuit of that goal, I kind of lost my vision. And my platform turned into something that I never wanted it to be. Recently, my dad told me something that stuck with me. And he said, it's good to write about all the positive stuff, but at some point, you have to start actually believing what you say and doing it. And so that's when I had like a heart to heart with myself. Like, what I want to say is so much more than what I've been putting out. I never want my platform to just be meaningless or empty positivity. I want to really delve into human living and the human experience. And I just know that life is messy. It's not always positive, and it's never perfect, nor am I. And so when I create, I want to dig deeper. Now it is my intention to be transparent, curious, open-minded, and willing to explore a wide range of human emotion and experience. If you listen to my first episode, I talked about who I am, and I'm a very introspective person, and with that comes always examining myself, others, and the world around me, always having ideas and thoughts just swirling in my mind, waiting to be discussed, waiting to be explored. And I know that's not anything particularly special, it's just inherently human. And so I want to appeal to the humanity of my audience. I want to create content that is relatable and that draws people in. And I want to perpetuate interesting conversations, new ideas, and this unapologetic desire to keep digging deeper, keep feeling more and being more, because that's who I am and it's what is genuine for me. And so it's my hope that through my rebranding, through my transparency and genuine curiosity, that I can bring about change and inspire brilliance in that way, as opposed to strictly making my content like a positivity platform. So thank you. That I just wanted to preface the episode with that before getting into this week's episode. And I decided to call this episode The What's Next Mindset and How to Combat It. So I came up with this idea based on my own experience and the experiences of others. So in recent weeks, I've been seeing a lot of TikToks in which recent college graduates speak about the anxiety that's surrounding entering into the workforce and ultimately the quote unquote real world. So these students, they expressed that they felt like a lot of their friends and a lot of their peers have all of these big dreams for the future, and they're accomplishing so many great things, but they seem to be having a hard time making that successful transition into adult life and the world around them. And beyond the internal doubts and pressures, many have also expressed feeling like they have this external pressure from other people that are constantly asking what's next and wanting to know what their plans are for the future. And hearing these sentiments, they convinced me that this is a subject worth talking about and is something that I wanted to speak about on my platform, because I personally felt the same way, and I've spoken with friends and other people, and I know that they feel the same way too. If you don't know, I'll be a college senior this year. I'm majoring in English, something that's also been met with skepticism from people. But there's always this pressure, I feel like, to decide what my future will be. And in a world full of uncertainty, in a world that's ever changing, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on young people and people, period, just people, period, to make plans for their future, to set their future in stone and to decide what their life will be from an early age, when really a lot of people lack the experience and lack the knowledge to make choices and to know what they want for the future. And while I do believe that not only is it wise, but it is also necessary to live intentionally and to set goals for your life, I also believe that it is true that it can be harmful to ask someone always what's next and to always demand that they have a plan, demand that they know. And so I feel like the problem with that question is that it is future focused rather than present driven. And by that, I mean, when people ask, they're not challenging you to make your present align with your future. They're asking you to push forward to the future and to fixate on what's next and not to live in that in the present moment and make your present the best it can be. I find that sometimes people, they don't take enough time to just relish in what they've accomplished and all of the obstacles they've overcome thus far. And I feel like maybe asking what's next, maybe people reason like, hey, it keeps you hungry for more. It keeps you grinding. It keeps you not complacent. But I also think it can diminish your sense of achievement. And it can make you feel like in a world where everyone is constantly achieving and moving forward, that your own wins are of little importance, or it's just something you should take for granted. It's a given. For example, when people hear that I'm soon to be done with college, they literally always ask, the first thing they ask, so what are you going to do with that? What are you doing after? And while I know they mean well, I always think like, excuse me, why can't I just have a moment to be proud of me, all that I've done, to celebrate myself? Just because I think of all that went into me getting to this point. I had to achieve in high school. I had to achieve in college 4 years, long nights, 5, 10, 15, 20 page papers, setbacks, highs and lows, being exhausted, being stressed. And while school is hard, life is even harder. And so for that reason, I feel like with anything in life, shouldn't we be able to take that time to pat ourselves on the back, to live in the moment and to bask in our success? I think we should. I think that's something that we deserve. But it isn't surprising to me that people are always asking what's next. The world is always demanding us to know what's next, because it's just what we've been thrown into in life and the way the world is. And I think, especially in my generation, grind culture is extremely prevalent. A 2020 article published by Medium defines grind culture this way. It says, grind culture is the idea that status is achieved by always being on and available. No matter where you are or what you're doing, you're hustling. And I feel like social media has taken this definition to new heights. Everything is about networking and branding yourself and creating opportunities for yourself. I see it every day. People are quick to drop their long list of credentials and achievements and flex their success. And I feel like some even use social media to pass judgment and shame onto others and shame them into having that same grind mentality. Like, people are always like, okay, what are you doing? If you're not making money, if you're not, like, it's always, you know, a competition into like how successful we are or what we can dream up for the future. And I don't think, while I think that a lot of people do this, I don't think most people are doing this intentionally. I think it's yet another effect of societal conditioning. We're living in this dog-eat-dog world where I think everyone recognizes that if you aspire to make money and to not even to be wealthy, but to make a life for yourself, to live and not, you know, and to be okay, or to even have success, you have to get up and get going. And not only that, you have to work hard and long. You have to work harder and longer than other people. You have to be a self-starter. You have to be better than the next person. And I feel like I could talk for hours about the world's beliefs of what success is. And I feel like it's so skewed. But that's a whole other episode, and I'll get into that another time. But my point in referencing social media grind culture and the world's grind culture is that We are constantly living in a world where we are exposed to achievement, and it is easy for that reason to compare ourselves, to compare our behind the scenes life to the highlight reels of others, thus pressuring us to live up to the standards of success being set by others. And ironically, constant exposure to the achievement of others can make us put the pressure on our own self and start asking what's next, and making us scramble to push ourselves forward out of the fear of being behind or not as successful as our peers and the other people around us. And I feel like the problem with that is that a lot of times people who are pushing themselves so hard to reach certain goals, you'll find that they don't even have a genuine desire to follow through on the lofty plans that they've created, the goals they've set. I know a lot of people, they're aspiring to do certain things, but really their heart is somewhere else. Really, they have other passions and talents that they wish they could explore. But because in the world's eyes that it's something that's not a worthwhile endeavor, they abandon it and they don't want to do it. Even with myself, I feel like I can fall into the what's next mindset too. Like my friends, I have so many successful, brilliant, talented friends, and they're always asking, okay, well, what are you doing for the summer? Or what are you doing? What are you studying? Do you have an internship or a job? Or I see people on social media my age raving about the opportunities and the experiences and listing all their accomplishments and all the success they've landed, the jobs, the experiences. And I'd always find myself comparing my resume and my experiences and realizing, like, hey, I haven't done as much as other people. And so that caused me to put pressure on myself and say, okay, Brayden, what's next? What's next? And guess what I did? I started submitting applications and jobs and applications for jobs and internships for the summer, just so I could have something to flex, just so I could have something to get me through doors and prove to people, like, hey, she's qualified. Hey, she deserves to have certain opportunities. And I feel like it's just so much wrong with that. It's so much to unpack. But just a caveat to that, I feel like it's ridiculous that we are forced to supplement good with great. Like, it's not enough to just be good or to be adequate. You always have to market yourself as more. For example, college. People pay thousands of dollars to get a degree and to be able to live and provide for themselves, or they spend money learning a trade or doing things. But if you go into the workforce, that's not enough. People always want to know, okay, well, what experience do you have? What internships? What positions did you hold that make you valuable? When really, my whole entire life, I've been training for something, and it's like, okay, that's what makes me valuable. But in this world, that's not enough. You always have to prove more of yourself, and that makes it where you have to ask yourself, what's next? Because if you don't, you find that your opportunities may not be as abundant as the person who's really been pushing themselves and really been out there seeking supplemental opportunities and supplemental training and experience. And so, long story short, I think I fell into that trap of what's next. But I realized in that process that it wasn't something that I really wanted. And I know a lot of people can relate to that. Like, I don't dream of being a millionaire. And I see a lot of people on social media, oh yeah, I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to be the first millionaire in my family. I'm like, okay, I don't really want to be that. I don't want to be a doctor or start a business or anything else. I just want to live simply and feel fulfilled by things that I feel are truly purposeful. And I don't want to be caught up in that rat race in which there's really no reward. You're headed nowhere fast, you know? And I feel like people can push themselves so hard, push themselves ahead to get to the end of the race, which is usually the end of life, and say, like, all the things I did, like, I did it for what? What do I have to show for it? All the praise I wanted, all of whatever, like, it meant really nothing. So that's when it hit me that you can't be pressured by the apparent success of others. No two paths are the same, and you shouldn't let anyone make you feel like you have to always be hyper-focused on the next, on the new, on the bigger, on the better. You have absolutely nothing to prove to other people. And success isn't about how much money you make or how good you look or the positions and the titles and all of that stuff, that superficial stuff. True success is being able to know deep down in your soul that you stood firm in your beliefs. You lived authentically and you impacted lives every single day for the better, even in small ways. And so I feel like there are many ways to do that in life. And there's not just one path. There are a lot of ways to do that. So that's the problem that I've ultimately identified with the world's mentality of what's next, the what's next mindset. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, it can put a lot of pressure on people to just push ahead, even when they are unmotivated, uncertain, and not yet fully prepared to commit to a specific path for the future. And in this realization, I've also been thinking about ways that I can fight against the what's next mindset and stay more present. And so I'm going to tell you guys things, ideas that I've come up with. And I'm not saying I've mastered these things. I'm not saying that I always do these things or I'm an expert. I'm just giving ideas and giving thoughts that I have, and maybe in hope that it can prompt more ideas, more conversations, and spark realizations in other people. So the first thing I am figuring out is that make sure what you invest your time and effort into is genuine. And I say this because I always find myself questioning whether people are getting involved in so many things because they actually want to, or are they just doing it to pad their resume so they can be more qualified to enter certain doors. And the world has made it feel necessary, I think, to monetize every endeavor and every skill and talent and passion that you have. Like, it's not enough to just learn, create, volunteer for the sake of doing so. You have to pursue these things with the goal of earning money, with the goal of securing success in your future. And for me personally, I'm not driven by those things. Like, I truly like to do things that I feel are impactful for the love of people, the love of certain beliefs. And I feel like it can take the joy out of doing those things when I'm always remembering that the world wants you to, like, monetize and brand yourself. And, like, for example, when I was younger, I loved creating. I loved doing intellectual things. Like, I would read, I would write stories and songs. I play piano, I dance. I was so creative and passionate, and I was truly inspired every single day to just be creative. But these days, I feel like it's hard to create without feeling like it has to be useful in pushing me ahead in life. Like, I can't just read a book for fun. It has to grow my intellect, you know, especially as an English major. Like, I'm always reading. When I read, I'm always reading with a purpose, to write papers or to learn something. So when I read for fun, it makes me feel like, okay, am I wasting my time reading for fun? Like, should I be doing something that's going to make me better, even though reading does make you better, but you get what I'm saying. Or I can't just write a terribly cheesy, terrible story. It has to be the next bestseller. Or I can't sing and play the piano. I have to be as good as Alicia Keys. Like, all of these things, I know they're wrong, but it can be how you feel. Like, everything has to be something that pushes you ahead. And so lately, to combat this belief, I've just been doing things simply for the joy of it. If it isn't something that truly brings me joy and I can't find a purpose in, I have to say no to it lately. So I'm going to say, like, an idea I have maybe for other people who want to combat this what's next mindset is try doing at least one thing in your life for the genuine love of it. Paint that picture. You don't have to be Picasso, okay, or Van Gogh. Like, read that book for fun. It can be a comic book. It can be a children's story. It can be a third grade level book. If it's something that brings you joy and you're doing it for the love of it, do it. Invest in things that you truly care about, not just things that you feel will push you ahead or things you feel you have to do. Yeah, you might not have a lot to show for it, like other people that, you know, read the encyclopedia. Okay, but you know, you might have to pass up some opportunities, but it's better to me than being insincere just for acknowledgement, just to boost yourself up. Like, it's better to me. So the next thing I'm going to say is I think we should avoid the trap of comparison and competition consciously. If social media triggers you, which it does a lot of people, by making you feel like you aren't measuring up to other people, start unfriending and deleting immediately. True life story. I had to log out of LinkedIn the other day because it caused me anxiety. Like, I would scroll through people's posts and I would see all these achievements, people listing their 4.0s, people listing all the universities they got into, people listing all the jobs they landed, all the opportunities they were going to have. And I just start comparing myself and realizing, like, hey, I haven't done these things. And it started making me feel like I was pitting myself up against other people. But I had to realize, like, their path has nothing to do with mine. And you have to be okay with walking your own path, even if it is different from others, even if it's not glamorous. You have to trust in that process that the right opportunities for you will come along, and stay true to yourself. And just another thing, always remember that we never see the full picture. The person you're comparing yourself to is often comparing themselves to someone else. The person you think has it all together, oftentimes they're wanting to be something more, and they're never feeling like enough, you know? So don't compare your behind the scenes life, the ins and outs of your life that you are familiar with, to a rose colored highlight reel of someone else's life, because it's not serving you. Next, I say don't let others pressure you to pursue goals that feel inauthentic and are not conducive to your personal interests and plans for your life. Oftentimes, I know people mean well when they ask you what's next, because they're too asking themselves that question. They're too caught up in the idea that what's valuable is the bigger and the better and the next. And a lot of times they are too feeling society's pressure to make something out of themselves. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, we don't have to let it get to us. We don't have to let that pressure overwhelm us. Don't be afraid to slow down, breathe, and take your time. And we all move at different paces, and we all take different paths, and that's totally okay. So when people ask you what's next, when people, you feel like people are pressuring you to make plans for your life, tell them it's okay to tell them, I don't know yet, or I'm not ready yet, or, you know, that's a good question, I'm still figuring it out. Be committed to authenticity and staying present, and it might be met with disapproval. There's a writer, Rob Hill Sr., and his words are often floating around social media, and he wrote, learn to be okay with not receiving unanimous approval on every decision that is important to you. And I'm learning this. People may not always understand what you do or why you do it, but really no other imperfect human can tell you exactly what's right for your soul, and they can't dictate your path for your life. Ultimately, that is your decision. And it may not be glamorous, it may not be lofty, but if it's something that will make you happy, if it's something that you feel you like to do, I say have enough conviction to be immovable and firm in that resolve. Next, I say stop asking what's next, and instead we should ask ourselves, what now? What can I do now? The poet Emily Dickinson once said, forever is composed of nows. And I love that, because I find that a lot of times we can be fixated on the future without realizing that our present moments are always adding up to create our future realities. So when people ask you what's next, or you find yourself asking that question, push back and ask, what now? How can I make today count? What small steps can I take today that will make the future seem a little less daunting? Lately, I've been trying really hard to do this. I've been realizing that I don't want to look back on life and see that I was always after the next destination or pushing after that next achievement that would validate my existence or affirm my worth to myself and to other people. I don't want to take my life for granted by forsaking what I have in the present and who I am at the current moment. And I think it's easy to let the future carry you away into thoughts of anxiety and uncertainty and planning for the bigger and the better. But I feel like sometimes it's just a good idea to just do your best to make the present moment mean something. The greatest man that ever lived once wisely said, "So never be anxious about the next day, for the next day will have its own anxieties. Each day has enough of its own troubles." And I'm going to leave it there because there's nothing else more I can say that's truly impactful in its own. And lastly, my suggestion and my idea is not to just talk about the known, the certain, and the safe. But we should dare to discuss what's unknown, what's uncertain, and what's unpredictable. And I think a lot of times we deal with a lot of things on our own because we are under the impression that everyone else has things figured out in life. But really, everyone deals with the same things. And I feel that we can find a support system and a sense of stability by just knowing that other people are also grappling with the things that we are. And sometimes I feel like it just takes a courageous, brave person to be brave enough to say, you know, I don't know what's next sometimes. I don't have it all figured out. And I don't know yet. And I'm still trusting the process. And you'd be surprised by the walls other people will let down when you are just willing to do the same. So I think that's it for this episode, guys. I don't want to make it too long. I just want to end this episode by saying it feels really good to be back creating. And most importantly, creating what is authentic. You know, I promised myself that I stop thwarting my creativity and suppressing my voice and just go for it. And I would be genuine in exploring the things that I want and talking about the things that I want. And so if you made it to the end of this episode, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I also want to give a huge thank you to the people who have listened to my first episode and who have been reading my blog, brilliantlybraden.com. So if you want to check out my blog, feel free to check that out. And this episode is dedicated to the people that care about connecting, the people who care about what others have to say, and who have taken the time to listen to what I have to say today. Thank you so much. Thank you for believing in the power of words and genuine connection, because it is the belief on which my platform is built. And I just want to keep putting more of that into the world because I think we need it. So I like to end this episode with a quote by Sylvia Plath, who was a writer and a poet, and I feel it embodies all that we talked about today. She said, "Remember, remember, this is now and now and now. Live it, feel it, cling to it. I want to become acutely aware of all I've taken for granted." Until next time, thank you for listening to Be Brilliant with Braden, the podcast. Bye.